multitude of impotent folk, the blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man when the water's troubled to put me into the pool. While I'm coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, took up his bed, and walked, and on the same day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, It is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. He answered them, He that made me whole, the same said unto me, Take up thy bed and walk. Then asked they him, What man is that which said unto thee, Take up thy bed and walk? And he that was healed wist not who it was. For Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. Afterward Jesus findeth him in the temple, and said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole. And therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. Jesus answered them, My Father worketh hitherto, and I work. Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. So it is not lawful. Lord, give us your wisdom. Use your word in our lives to teach us. Thank you for the privilege of looking at it together tonight. We love you. Commit this service to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So this man, as we see, had been this way for 38 years. That's a long time to not be able to walk. And we don't completely understand how this thing worked with the pool and the angel. We just know it happened, and God allowed it to happen. But Jesus came on the scene and asked him. He didn't just heal him, but he asked him, Wilt thou be made whole? And I really believe that, you know, in our hearts we know that there's a God, and we know that we need to one day answer to that God. Now we choose as human beings to push that away, don't we? And to try to sear that conscience. But the Bible says that even the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. And it says they're without excuse in Romans 1:20. So the Lord is pleading with us, just as he was with this man. Do you want to be made whole? And Jesus died for our sins and rose again and says to the world, Do you want to be made whole? Do you want eternal life? And so many people say no. How sad. But this man was just honest with Jesus. At this point, he didn't understand that Jesus had the power to heal him. He just thought he was asking a question. He says, I have no man. I don't have anybody to help me. And by the way, neither does the world. Man cannot help you get to heaven. Amen? We can share the gospel, but we have no power to forgive sins. We have no power to make anybody worthy of heaven. It takes Jesus. And yet people seem to flock to these religious groups that tell them, if you'll do this, this, and this, and this, we'll help you get to heaven. We'll just give you the steps to follow, and we'll take care of it for you. And of course, they can't. They don't have that power. Only Jesus has that power. And so they have no man either, but Jesus is the answer. And so Jesus then, instantly, with his spoken word, as we've already seen, healed the man. Just like that. 38 years, he hasn't been able to walk, he's been laying there trying to get into this pool. When it happens, Jesus said, you're healed. Just like that. That's the Son of God. Amen. Out of his spoken word, and we've already looked at it, but Revelation 19 says that when he returns, out of his mouth will come a sharp two-edged sword, that with it he shall smite the nations. That is the powerful spoken word of Jesus that created the universe, that created us. He just spoke a word, take up thy bed and walk. Notice verse 9, immediately, when Jesus healed, Jesus healed. Amen? It wasn't gradual, it wasn't partial, it was always instantaneous and complete. And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And you know, the day that we got saved, it was immediate. Amen? He that believeth on me hath everlasting life, the Bible says. Salvation is not a process either. As many times as you hear people say it, well, I just kind of grew into salvation, or I just kind of slowly got saved. It doesn't work like that. It's an event. Just like our first birth was an event, our second birth is an event. And this was an event. Immediately, this man was made whole of his sickness. And Jesus, of course, is teaching us spiritual lessons through this. But the biggest lesson is the response of the religious leaders. Could it be any more sad? Here this man has been healed after 38 years of being crippled, instantaneously healed, and all the Jews care about is that he's carrying his bed. Never mind that the poor guy got healed, he's carrying his bed. That's much more important than him getting healed, right? Wrong. But that's how they were. So they didn't even really seem to care that this poor guy had been healed. All they cared about was it was the Sabbath day, and he was carrying his bed on the Sabbath day. And eventually that Jesus healed on the Sabbath day. And this won't be the first time. Go to Matthew chapter 12. We'll see another one. But this will happen many times in the ministry of Jesus Christ, where he will be challenged for doing things on the Sabbath. So look at Matthew 12:11. Another time when Christ was challenged about the Sabbath. And he said unto them, what man shall there be among you that shall have one sheep, and if it fall into a pit on the Sabbath day, will he not lay hold on it and lift it out? How much then is a man better than a sheep? Wherefore, it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath days. And every one of the religious leaders would have to admit that if it was the Sabbath day and their sheep fell in a pit, they wouldn't say, sorry, sheep, you got to wait till tomorrow. They pull it out right then. Jesus is saying, so now you're giving me a hard time for healing people on the Sabbath day? Of course, they never got it because their hearts were hard. And to them, the law was more important than grace, than truth, than God, even. And as we know, they didn't get it, did they? Even when Paul wrote his epistle of Romans, chapter 9, chapter 10, chapter 11 are all about the Jews and them not understanding about salvation and the grace of God and how that you cannot earn salvation. So eventually the man found out that it was Jesus, as we saw. And so he went back to the Jews in verse 15 and he said, it was Jesus. Jesus healed me. I found out who it was. It was Jesus Christ. Therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him. Can you imagine? Jesus heals a man and they want to kill him because he heals him on the Sabbath day. And it just shows what can happen when rules and regulations become so important that you lose sight of truth, lose sight of grace and mercy. And here are these Pharisees, they had completely lost sight of what was important. To them, the Sabbath had become more important than a person's life, even. Here they want to slay Jesus for one reason, that he healed an impotent man on the Sabbath day. Think about that. Not because he taught false doctrine, not because he did anything wrong, because he healed somebody. Their perspective had become so twisted. It's just sad. And so Jesus, not being the type to try to win friends and influence people with his words, always telling the truth, responds by pouring salt in the wound, if you will, and saying, My Father worketh hitherto, and I work. In other words, I'm doing the work of your Creator, the Heavenly Father. And when I healed that man, I was doing God's work. I was doing it on behalf of your Father. And Jesus can say that because he is God. Amen? You know, we're told in Hebrews 1 that by whom also he made the worlds. Jesus Christ is the Creator. So verse 18, therefore, the Jews sought the more to kill him. Now we're in the early part of Jesus' ministry, not the late part. You know, he's just gotten started pretty much. It's only been since chapter 2 that he turned the water into wine and just got started. Already by chapter 5, the Jews want to kill him. And he's still got a couple more years of ministry to go. And they're already ready to kill Jesus. This time, because by saying what he said about my Father worketh hitherto and I work, they correctly understood, on a rare occasion, that Jesus was claiming to be God. Because, by the way, he was. Go to John 14 now, in verse 9, where Philip asked Jesus a question about the Father. And look what he said, John 14, verse 9. Jesus saith unto him, actually verse 8, Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Show us the Father. Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. Isn't that good? If you've seen me, you've seen God. So no, Jesus didn't have a slip up of the words there. When he said that, he was claiming deity. When he said, My Father worketh hitherto and I work, he was saying, Me and my Father are one. And so the Jews did get that one right. And of course, from their perspective, that was blasphemy because they refused to accept the person of Christ. And so now not only do they want to kill Jesus because he healed on the Sabbath day and asked that man to carry his bed on the Sabbath day, now they want to kill Jesus because he's claiming to be God, which he was. So how sad. And we're going to see so much more of this from the Jewish leaders. For them to say it's not lawful for you poor crippled man that's just been healed to carry your bed. You should have just stood there and waited until tomorrow and carried your bed tomorrow. But you broke our rules. And now we want to kill Jesus. How sad. And we're going to see more and more of this where they just didn't get it. Where they taught, as Jesus said, teaching for doctrines, the commandments of men. Matthew 15:9 and many other places where they just didn't understand that what they had done is taken God's commands and added to them, expounded upon them, changed them, and those things that they added and changed became more important than God's own word. How sad. And here we are 2,000 years later, by the way, and it hasn't changed. Tradition is more important to the Jews than the Old Testament word. So we must be careful never to allow tradition to take precedence over the truth or our own traditions or customs to take precedence over mercy and grace. Amen? Like these religious leaders did. It's not lawful. Let's pray. Thank you.